Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
71646.
And what's your name, sir?
Rodney Sellers.
All right, Mr. Sellers, can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
200 North Bartlett Street, apartment A3, Hamburg, Arkansas.
Thank you, sir. I'm waiting on your account information to come up, and when it does, then we can proceed. All right, sir. This is due to the mystery box in that AC that you ordered from that tech gadget store.
You got it.
Yes, sir. What's going on? How can I help you?
Oh, I'm just calling to check, see that y'all return. I spoke with a young lady probably a couple of days ago. She said she gonna cancel all that and return that because as I told her, when I purchased, it didn't give me no receipt, so I didn't know if it went through or not.
Okay.
So that, yeah.
She did get you canceled. I do see that. Did you get your cancellation code?
I do have it.
All right, yes, sir. You were canceled out. And so she did. Yes, sir. She did get you taken care of. She got you canceled out.
Okay. Did I get a refund?
I'll look and see.
Okay.
No, sir. Hold on. Let me make sure. And the reason being because it was delivered. It was shipped out, and once it's shipped out, the postal service gets a cut of that shipping.
Well, like I said, somebody's got to do some. It didn't give me no receipt when
right.
I checked out.
All right.
So, yeah.
So you didn't get the receipt?
Yeah, that is correct. When I purchased, there was no receipt.
And that's the reason that you wanted to cancel because you didn't get an order confirmation.
Well, I done said that too many times that we're not gonna keep spinning this circle.
All right, I understand that. And most definitely not trying to get you to spin in no circle, sir. Just trying to make sure because this call was taken with another agent.
Uh-huh.
So I got, yes, sir.
Well, I did tell, yeah, as I, well, I haven't told you yet, but I told her. She said she's going to refund it back, so I don't know why she didn't put that, you know,
on the,
yeah.
All right. And hold on, because this is simple. If you ordered this on the, all right, and they're showing that it was, did you get it?
Yes, and that's what I'm going to tell you after we got through with this, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, and see, by being delivered, that, you know, the postal service gets a cut of that shipping.
Well, that ain't got nothing to do with me not getting a receipt. It, you can say whatever they get.
I can get you an order confirmation if you need that.
No, that ain't how that works. Now, when you purchase something, you get everything right then, right or wrong.
Right. Did you let them know that you didn't get that that receipt?
I just told you what I told her. Now you got me spinning the block.
All right. Can we just stick to what's going on with me and you then, so we won't have to spin the block?
Well, what I'm telling you is, I didn't get no receipt, but they charged me. You can't charge no one nothing that you don't get a receipt for to know
right.
what you paid for.
Right. Right. I get that.
Now. But if I would have got a receipt, I wouldn't be calling you now. So I didn't know, like I said, it didn't let me know it charged me. Now, if it let me know, we wouldn't be having no combo. All
right, so when you paid it $7.99 and then $9.98, you didn't know how much you were being billed. You just paid it.
No, number one, for $9.98, I did, and then it said it kept trying to get me to purchase the $7.99. But they had a box say I didn't have to get that if I didn't want it, so I checked that box off.
Right.
But they still charged me the $7.99 along with the $9. So therefore, number one, every time I kept going, they kept, you know, doing it back and forth. So, and after all said and done, they charged me anyway for the mystery box. And like I said, the original one, the air conditioner, that was no problem. I was with that. But then, like I said, they didn't give me, they just charged me anyway for the mystery box. And they said, she said something about it. So it was a chance to win a gift card. I'm not, who going to do that, a chance to spend your money to win a gift card? That ain't even reality, but back to this. Yes, that is the point. Now, we're going to have to do some. Like I said, I'm not going to pay for no mystery box, something that I didn't order. Now, I can keep the AC. I don't mind that, because if it works and it do its job, I'm loving it. But I'm not paying for a mystery that ain't even reality. So, what's the deal?
And, all right, sir. And what I can do by those products being shipped, I can't do anything with that $7.99 and $9.98. She got you canceled out. You did receive the products. So what you...
Before, I didn't have it. I just received that today, but I canceled that like 2 days ago. So regardless how they did it, it's supposed to be canceled right on time.
But see, so once those products were already being shipped, no matter what time you put that cancellation in, you still would receive them, because we can't stop them once they're in transit.
Well, number one, but I'll tell you, I didn't order no mystery package. So you're not going to get $7.99 for a mystery. And that's a mystery to you, too. Because you ain't going to pay no $7.99 for something talking about winning some. So that ain't going to work. I don't care how you did it. Y'all going to tighten up on that one. But that's all I'm going to say for the day. So whatever you're going to do, I'll be expecting the $7.99. And if you want your mystery box, there you have it. You can send a return label or however it may work. But I keep the air conditioner. I keep that because if it works, yeah, I'm not paying for that, for no mystery box.
All right. And see, due to our health and sanitary reason, we can't have a return or any products due to the pandemic. And like I stated,
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I know, but it's only so much that we could do.
Well,
if I could easily get it refunded to the account, I would, sir. But like I stated,
I know what you see. I already heard that. Well, we're going to get a manager right here.
All right. So you want to be transferred to a supervisor? Not a problem.
Thank you for what you do know and what you could tell me.
No problem, sir. No problem. Not a problem. I wanted to make sure that we were clear on it. But I only have so much power, that other agent also. But we could transfer you to someone with more. Not saying what they'll be able to do. I'm not a supervisor, but I'll most definitely get you to speaking with them.
Thank you for your time.
No problem, sir. Thank you for your understanding. Give me 1 second, please.
You got it. I came out of
All right, sir. I thank you for your patience. I got you all squared away. I'm waiting on the line to open up so you won't be intercepted by an automated teller. But I get you straight through. Yes, sir. So bear with me a couple seconds. I got everything on the account canceled out. And I'm going to get you transferred to a supervisor. So just bear with me a couple more seconds, please.
Sounds good.
Okay, boom. Okay, we got it open now, sir. I'll be transferring you straight through, and you can speak with them about these regards, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, Mr. Sellers. You have a good day. I'm transferring you now, sir. Hang tight, please.